Kelim perich of zaynish nevov. Elu nimdodim kvulin. These are begodim where the only effective usage of it is when it's from the front of what it's covering and from the back. Similar to the what we had of a chaluk of a tinik ben yoymoy in the end of the previous Mishnah. It has to cover both sides of the tinik. A stretchy has to be roy l'shimush to cover him on both sides. So this is a list. Amfalyo. Amfalyo is some type of shoe that goes up until the knee. So it's not just one side, it's not just covering the bottom of the foot, but it's completely covering the foot. Ufluminyo is some type of beged that's like wide pants that go from the thighs until the knees, and they have straps that tie together with knotted. You can see this in museums of what they wore in the 1700s. And that's how they would tie the trousers on. And this is more or less the way the mechnasayim were in the Beis HaMikdash. But they have the tzura of pants, but the only difference is that they have to be tied from one side to the other with these with the lulois. The kishel pandio, some type of belt that's hollow, and it's like a wallet, it's wrapped around the person. Now all these things, the reason why the Mishnah is saying that they're mitame tumas medris is because they're also royal l'shchiva that can be lied down in. But they only lie down in, not to be underneath the person with the cover, but only in them as clothing, and therefore it has to be the way the Derech HaShimush is b'zman ha-shchiva, in order to be royal l'tumas medris, has to cover him from both sides. Umatlis, there's some type of woven shmata that's held together. Shetloya ala sofa, that's sewn onto the beged around the edge of the beged. Impshuta, if it's sewn from one side, nimded is pshuta. Vimkvula, nimded is kvula. So if it's sewn on one side, that's the oifin of sewing onto the edge of the beged to be mechazik the beged. You sewed an extra piece of this matlas on one edge. So if it's on one edge, so that's the oifin hashimush. That's the oifin hashimush, that's the way you're moided, that's the way you measure it to see if it has the shear of the gami kabbalah's tumma. If it's sewn on both sides, so then you have to count both sides. Not both pieces, you have to count both sides as a double-sided reinforcement of the beged. You have a beged, you sew on the edge a double-sided piece of cloth. Theoretically, you could pull it out and it'll be double the length, and your measurement with a tape measure will come out bigger, but that's not the way to measure it, because the oifin hashimush of that matlus is double-sided. It's double-sided, so it's one piece. So that's the size. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Mishnah Zayin, ha-beged sh'ora boy shloisha al shloisha v'nitma medris. It had the needed shloisha al shloisha tvachim in order to become royal shkiva, and the taka became tamei, Azov sat down on it. Now the chap over here is that it's exactly shloisha al shloisha. Okay, so the beged is tamei medris. The Ishmaelov, he kept on sewing, and he was Eirig Mor, as Kola Beged. Now the whole Beged becomes, it's part of a Beged that had Tumas Medris. So the whole thing becomes, it's not Tomei as Maga Medris, it's Tomei as the Tumas Medris itself. The whole thing is an Avatum. Now what happened was, V'achkach notal chut echo mitchilose, one string. Remember that it's exactly 3x3. That's exactly the shear of Tumas Medris, and that's how it became Tomei. One string of the original part of the weave came out, Torah min ha-medris. Now the original part that became Tomei was Nifches, the halacha of a beged or anything else that has a shear and became Tomei. And now it becomes Nifches, is that the Tumma is Poka. So over here also, the part that became Tomei is Poka because it's less than 3x3. What are you going to say? You're going to say the rest of the weave is more than 3, but that rest of the weave never became Tomei. It was only because it was mechubet to the original part. The original part is no longer here. It's less than 3. So, tohor min ha-medris, enachanami, the tumas medris is paka, but the tosefes of the beged onto the 3x3, avol tome maga medris, the whole thing is tome maga medris, because the part that was sewed on not only became part of the tumas medris, but it's a piece of fabric that was maga medris. The original 3 might not be here, but the touch still is. And Mamela, that's Maga Medrash. Now, truth be told, we've had these type of dinim before about something where it's poka at the original state in which it was Mekabel Tumah, but it still retains a Tumah Kal Legabi something else. We've had that before. We had it in Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Ches Legabi Tefillin Shel Roish. We had it in Perek Yud Tes Legabi Mito and Mizra and HaMechuborim Zeh LaZeh. The Tumah Kal is still here. However, the chilik is that those cases is where the Zach became Ois Roi L'Shimush. And when it becomes Ois Roi L'Shimush, so that's Mafkir, the Shem Tumah, which is totally in that Shimush. But over here, the chiddush is that it's only Nifches Mishiuroi, V'Haloi, more than that. The Shir is here, Al Yedei the Tosefes that was woven on. So it's not missing in the Shir of Gimel Al Gimel. It's only a Shir, it's not in the Etzim Mishtamshus, it's only in the Cheshivus Adava that's missing. Since the Maisa the Dina is that's only Mekabel Tumah with that Shir, if the original part was slightly diminished and doesn't have that original Shir, it has to be Mafkir the Shem Tumah. Now the Mishnah adds another Knesh, which has a bigger Chiddush. Not al chut echod mitchilos. So what happens? You have the 3x3 exact, and it became Tumah Tumas Medrash. And then it was not al chut echod, so now it's a mashu less than 3, poka Tumas Medrash. And then, v'acharkach, hishlum alovus al beged, then he sewed on extra fabric onto the beged, Tumah Maga Medrash. The Knetch over here goes like this. And here's the Chiddush Mufarshim HaMasbeh. When the original beged becomes Tumas Medrash, besides for that, the whole beged is, yes, is Zaymid LaMishkov, so the whole thing is Tumas Medrash. Besides for that, each square stitch of the beged is touching a chelik of the beged, which is Tumas Medrash. So besides for being Medrash, each chelik, each stitch, is also Maga Medrash. It's a Chiddush. It's Medrash, but simultaneously it's Maga Medrash. That being said, when the Beged is Nivchis, so the Medrash goes off, the Tumas Maga Medrash doesn't go off, because the Shear is smaller, the Shear of a Beged is Etzbois, not Tochen. Then when you sewed on more fabric, the more fabric is being sewn on as a Mechuber L'Tomeh, to a Tomeh of a Rishon L'Tomeh. Not an Avatoma, not Tumas Medrash, but as a Maga Medrash. Now, we're going to give a heads up that this is Tolui. All this is Tolui, the Rav, the Rash point out, in Reid in Mishnah Yud, where there's a Negir. Right? When we're talking about Maga Medrash, we're talking about something touching something else. Touching is usually Begolui. There's a concept called Maga Beis Hastarim, where two things touch each other in a way that's not Golui. It could very well be it does not transmit Tumah. So to say that each stitch touches the next stitch, it touches in a way that's not goli. It's Maga Beis Hastarim. Im Kain could very well be that it's not Metam B'Maga. So this whole concept is totally in the Machlokes that we'll learn Bez Hashem more about in Mishnah Yud.